Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Wake me up,
wake me up, wake me up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome back. Podcast is back on your devices right now, wherever you're listening to it. Thank you so much. I missed doing the podcast over the Christmas break, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
So did I, actually.
It's always a bit of fun. Yeah. I always enjoyed it. We kicked off the show today because I was unwell on Christmas Day.
Yeah, because you're a greedy guts.
I was greedy, hungry.
It's disgusting.
It's not
it is disgusting, as the twins would say. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What? Oh, yeah. No, come on.
Big lactose intolerant head on you. The truth. You're alright?
Yeah, I'm grand. I'm still not right after Christmas, to be brutally honest with you.
You were sick?
I was sick. On Christmas Day, I couldn't eat all. Well, I couldn't indulge like a big Christmas dinner the way you normally would. So I would literally have like a palm sized amount of turkey, two roasties, 3 Brussels sprouts, and that was it.
Did you not have any mash or anything?
No, couldn't.
What was wrong with you?
I overindulged in something beforehand.
Oh.
Well, we went to my sister's for Christmas dinner. It was lovely. She put on an amazing spread of food. And I said to her, while I bring, she's like, oh, listen, we have everything sorted. Mum's doing the sprouts. You did. Just bring, I don't know, bring some crackers and cheese. I got the crackers and cheese. Who ate all the crackers and cheese?
Oh, my Lord. He's a greedy guts.
This guy is also more lactose intolerant than he absolutely realised. So I overdid the cheese. And
how much cheese are we talking?
Well, there was a beautiful block of Gorgonzola blue.
Oh, yuck, stinky cheese.
And I was just like, oh, this isn't right. And I'm still not right after it. Still.
Oh,
no.
don't exaggerate now. You could seriously.
You brace yourselves. There could be a surprise in the room any minute now.
Oh! Did you keep up your 10 past 10 routine though? Because that's what most people want to know.
I'm like a broken Swiss clock. I'm out of sync.
It's so funny. My mother said to the twins, "Come on, lads! It's 10 past 10. You have to go to bed one of the nights." And they just went, "Cooper poops at 10 past 10.
Oh my God! Can you not leave that? It's gone now. It doesn't happen anymore. 10 past 10.
Oh, is it not?
No.
Aww.
I'm a different person.
Are you a different person?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just let us know.
Oh, it can happen because of the amount of cheese. It could happen at any moment.
Oh no! Oh, you've messed everything up.
I know. I'm all out of sync. All right, okay. So there you go. So the miserable old Christmas. Sick old tummy. I do want to hear later on though about what your dog got up to.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm still traumatized after it.
You're traumatized.
I'm traumatized.
Stop bringing your dog to people's houses.
I have to. Let
me lift you up. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
And I'm still not right. Coming at the end of it. It's like I just have to...
Literally.
I just have to accept that me and cheese is just not going to be a thing anymore.
Gorgonzola, stinky blue cheese.
Oh,
that's sick,
blue.
Man. No, that's so... Beautiful. That's worse than your kimchi eating phase.
What?
Gorgonzola Steve. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
Not the kimchi Steve is gone.
No, kimchi's
gone. Gorgonzola
gone.
Steve. Brilliant. 34% of people decide to do what in January?
Donald, the first survey says in 2026, what are we asking this morning?
According to a study, 34% of people decide to do this in January. What is it?
Oh.
What is it? Oh, torture themselves.
Torture themselves?
Oh, yeah. You know.
Go on.
The gym, strength training, Pilates, juice diet. Oh.
Did you just look up gym buzzwords?
No. It's just what I'm seeing all across my social media, and I'm like, I just want to hibernate going... No, it's winter. It's restful time, you know? It's not a time for dush, 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 get up and go and... You know what I mean?
No.
You don't?
Nah, I'm going in today.
To the gym?
I think so.
Oh. You've changed, man.
I know.
I'm waiting till February to go to the gym.
February?
Yeah, because it's going to be chock-a-block. It's going to be chock-a-block in there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're all putting deals on. Come for 3 days free and trial it. And
I went for an off. What's it? An off time membership? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Off peak membership. Where you go in, the only people there are me.
Are you going to start eating your kimchi and stuff? Because this time last year you did that and we had to deal with the kimchi stuff. Kimchi, see, Steve.
Kimchi covers up the smell of rotten eggs in the studio, so... Una's had two-day-old eggs this morning.
What do you mean two-day-old eggs? They were out of date by 2 days. They were fine. I did the egg test.
Sorry, I said that wrong. Out of date by 2 days.
So I did the egg test. I put them in a glass of water and they didn't float, so that means they're fine.
What? Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It is. You're welcome. I've educated you. Now you know how to test an egg.
Torture is not the answer.
It's
I'm
not
afraid.
Torture. No. Okay, fine.
Okay, so what is it? 34% of people decide to do this in January.
Yes.
Is it just maybe this is something I want to do? I want to post more of my life on social media. Is that what it is? Just put more out there, like hang out the dirty laundry, you know. Tell everybody what I'm doing on a minute to minute basis. It's like, hey, this is me on my holidays. Hey, this is me with my children. Hey, this is me doing everything. Why? Because everyone needs to know my business.
Get it off your chest.
So is it to post more and more on social media?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. Okay. All right. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
34% of people decide to do this in January. What is that?
Our survey says this morning, we're asking you to figure out the answer to this. What is it, Donald?
34% of people decide to do this in January. What is it?
Is it to delete all the social media apps and actually just get off it? Just like take a detox from socials?
That's a good idea.
Very good idea. Mm-hmm. Good guess. It's not the answer, I'm afraid not.
Really. I actually stayed off a lot of the socials on the run-up to New Year's Eve because the amount of times people were trying to spoil Stranger Things for me. I was like, whoa. And ever since I kind of logged back on to everything after watching all the Stranger Things,
yeah,
the amount of spoilers that are there is unbelievable. Like a breakdown. Like some, I watched one this morning. It was 45 things that happened in the finale, and I'm like, why are you spoiling this for people?
Have you seen the finale?
Oh yeah, I've seen
okay.
It. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Incredible scenes. Well, the last 40 minutes was a bit of a waste of my time, but like, I let you kind of like discover it for yourself. You'll never watch it.
I'll never watch it. Too frightened.
Anyway, it's not to.
Don't look at social media apps now.
Guess is coming in. Is it take up a new hobby?
Ooh. Yeah, a lot of people do that. Yeah. It's not the answer, though.
Are you going to take up any new hobbies this year? I know that you're mad to get me on a horse.
Yes. Because the last time Cooper went horse riding, he actually wasn't allowed on the horse. I feel mean even saying this now.
Go on.
Will I say it?
You can if you like.
Oh no. What he wasn't allowed on because he was too heavy for the horse. So they said, sorry, Mr. Cooper, sorry, Stephen Cooper, could you get off? Because
they wouldn't even let me on the horse.
They would let you on the horse.
They weighed me before they went on.
Oh, God.
I was like, get me a bigger horse. None of these little ponies coming in here. Get me one of those big bad boys. Get me Clydesdale.
We'll get you on a horse, don't you worry.
We'll see. All right, 087-110-2107. The question that we're looking for the answer for is...
Study says 34% of people decide to do this in January. What is this?
All right, guess is in on 087-110-2107. The question we're asking this morning is...
Study says 34% of people decide to do this in January. What is this?
Morning, lads. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Larry!
Larry here in Tipperary.
I know, we know your voice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, is a punch your co-worker in the face.
Come on, man, don't be doing that this year.
Anyway, my boys are lucky this month.
Why?
Because I'm on paternity leave from Wednesday.
What?
I have a new baby, Joe.
Aww.
So if I can get through today and tomorrow, they're safe for the month of January. I'll be in the other 70%.
Okay, so if nobody wants to get punched by Larry, don't. Pee him off today, all right? And congratulations,
Larry.
Push.
What did you just do?
You can do it.
Oh my God.
What?
Why are you saying push to Larry?
I don't know.
It's really inappropriate.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Look at you.
Oh, what? You said I was too posh to push.
I never said that.
Oh my God. I can't believe you said that.
I didn't say that.
You did. Shocking.
When?
Push.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Did you bump your head this morning?
No, I'm going to HR. You telling pregnant women to push.
I tell Larry to
live
push.
Live on the radio. What's Larry going to push?
I know.
His co-worker.
Yeah. You're absolutely lunatic. So what if the world is on fire? All right, here we go.
Good morning, iRadio. Happy New Year. Just wondering, is it...
Here we go.
Make a resolution, or New Year's resolution, and break it.
There you go, making resolutions or breaking it. I think we're all very guilty of that.
Yeah. They always get broken. It's not the answer, I'm afraid. No,
right, let's
don't
get one
lie
more.
To yourself.
Is it 34% of people break up with their partner in for the new year?
Oh, the old New Year breakup, huh?
Oh, I got I
we
got
know you
Christmas
did.
Eve.
Yeah. You know, we could write a book about your.
Okay, yeah. But,
you know, if that happens, don't worry about it, because last year was the year of the snake, and it was all about shedding. So if you shed a partner, maybe they weren't right for you. And this is the year of a horse. Wow. So maybe this year you're going to meet a stallion.
Wow.
Giddy up.
Oh, my God. Can we get the answer, please?
Yes, it's not that, I'm afraid.
Are we all excited for the year of the horse?
Can't wait to push on.
Oh! 34% of people decide in January that they'll make a to-do list that they never look at to feel accomplished. So they make a to-do list that they don't look at because that makes them feel accomplished.
That's fair, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't really understand why you'd make a list if you're never going to look at it.
Because as they're doing it, they go, oh, yeah, lovely. And then
they just forget about it. Yeah. You know.
I get it.
Yeah. Too busy thinking about the horse.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Rhymet is back with a bang. What a score Seamus got as well. And his lovely two kids as well, who were on their first day back in school. The fear going back to school.
Oh, the fear going back to work. I swear to God. I woke up this morning at like 3:30 and it was just like, oh my God, this is it. The holidays are over. Just in my head.
It's not the season.
It's not the season.
Watch out.
Party's
back
over.
Back to work.
I have no money. 7 weeks to payday.
It's not 7 weeks to payday.
It's 3 weeks to payday.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so still, well, that wasn't really
well, you did say today when we came out of the fair, you went, oh, we don't get paid yet. And everybody went, oh.
Yeah.
And I looked at the date and I'm like, yeah, 20 days.
Yeah, 3 weeks, man. Yeah. It's going to be a tough slog.
Well done on upsetting everybody today over
this. Yeah, I know. We'll get through it together.
Anyway, let's see how Seamus got on with Rhyme It today.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Playing Rhyme It this morning, let's talk to Seamus, who's in Drogheda this morning. No, he's not.
He's in Dundalk.
Dundalk, yeah. How are you, Seamus?
Hi, Seamus.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. It's one thing I should really start doing is not writing like a doctor's notepad in front of me here.
So attention.
I can read my own writing here. You have Willow and Chloe, who are your kids, am I right with that?
Yeah, we're waiting to go into school, back to school.
Hey! Back to school. Back, that's class, though. What classes are they in?
Chloe, what class are you in? Sorry? Willow, what class are you in?
In senior infants.
Yeah. Aww. That's such a difficult year, senior infants. There's so much going on. All the exams, all the pressure, yeah. Did you all have a nice Christmas?
Yeah.
Good, excellent. Is it true, Seamus, that you were given a very responsible job over Christmas?
Could be.
Were you responsible for mashing the spuds?
Oh yeah, I'm the masher. When the girls hear that I've done the spuds, they want the spuds.
Okay, and like, do you have a secret? Is it loads of butter, butter and cream, butter and milk?
Butter and a good chunk of salt.
Oh yeah,
butter and a good chunk. Decent. Salty butter and a good chunk of salt. Would you throw a bit of pepper in there, you know, spice it up a little bit more?
No. The girls would be a bit sensitive to spices now. They don't like them.
All right,
I'm the same.
You're sensitive to everything. Okay, Seamus, how are all the pets over the weekend? You look after a pet store, don't you?
Yeah, I manage a shop in Dundalk called Pet Bliss. So, we take turns going into them over Christmas.
Oh, and do you have to stay with them overnight just in case, like, you know, I don't know, the hamsters, one of the hamster ladies went into labour or they need, do you know what I mean? Is there someone there with them overnight with all the pets?
No, like we be there to the evening time and then like we only close 2 days over Christmas, so one of the guys would go in Christmas Day and give them fresh food and bedding and stuff like that, you know?
And do you like read goldfish bedtime stories and stuff?
Only if they're good.
Yeah, all right, okay.
They could be having like big house parties when you're not there, just saying.
They do.
Yeah. We installed a few disco lights just in case.
There you go. All right. Okay. The rules for Rhymus, if you've never heard it before, we're going to give you 30 seconds and you've got to answer every question with the word that we give you to rhyme. Okay. So the word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Cross. C-R-O-S-S.
Okay. All right. Your 30 seconds start now.
The person you report to at work is the what?
Oh.
You should brush your teeth and also do this.
Oh.
Green spongy stuff that grows on trees.
Oh.
If you throw something lightly or casually, oh. If you don't make a profit on a deal, you make a what? Oh. I put this on my lips to add colour and shine.
Oh.
I used to love getting candy, what, at the fun fair? Oh. A sport with a ball where you catch and throw with a stick with netting at the end.
Lacrosse.
A very large white oceanic bird.
Time's up. What a start to the week!
Whoa!
You got
eight. The year.
Oh my God. Eight is the score to beat this week. That is incredible. You flew through that. It's like as if you the answer.
Questions right in front of you.
Yeah. That's
plenty of practice.
That's incredible. So if you obviously ate all your spuds over Christmas and you've got all the strength and brain power. All right, well, listen, Seamus, well done. You've set the standard for the week. So if anybody else wants to take on our rhyme game, 0871 102 107. Willow, Chloe, enjoy your first day back in school, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
There you go. That's how you play Rhymus. If you'd like to have a go, as we said, 0871 102 107. That was incredible. He flew through them like a boss.
Like a boss.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If there's anything that we've learned from doing the show, it's like you need to leave your dog at home.
I don't. It's just really unfortunate that any time I bring her somewhere, she probably gets nervous and she gets a dicky tummy. And yeah, she ends up kind of wrecking stuff.
It's kind of like as if you...
But it's like every Christmas. It's not Christmas unless Missy does a poo in someone's house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's just...
I think we do need to find a doggy hotel, like a pampering hotel for Missy to go into, because... You know, you can't be bringing your dog and it's getting sick and pooping and it's playing itself all over the place.
Yeah, I know. My mother did say, the next time that dog comes down, you put her into a doggy hotel because she's wrecked 7 of my rugs already.
There you go. That's nice. Your mother's offered to pay for the doggy hotel.
Doubt it.
We were talking earlier on about how we're getting on over Christmas and we're all having a lovely time. But you have a bit of a twist in your story over Christmas because...
Well, is it really a twist, though?
Not really. No, it's not a twist. Nobody's surprised.
It happens every year.
So stop doing it.
So every Christmas, something happens with my dog.
Every time you bring your dog anywhere.
She gets sick, right? Yeah. So obviously she overindulges every year, you know. Twins will be giving her food. My mother will be giving her food. She gets a dicky tummy.
She does.
So on St. Stephen's Day, I woke up... to a smell in the bedroom at about 5 o'clock. Oh my days, I will never forget that smell. So I got up, turned on the light, and there it was. Dog doo-doo everywhere.
Oh God.
All over my mother's good white shaggy rug. Oh God. So there I was on my hands and knees at 5 a.m, cleaning up poop with the smell. The same thing happened at 8 o'clock in the morning, but just a different rug in a different room. Do you know what I mean? So
she was bored with that one.
She was bored with that one.
She said, I've done that one.
So brought her to the vets anyway, and she got an antibiotic and she got a couple of injections and she was fine. She was great.
He didn't give you like a cork, just like
no. She was all good. So I felt very confident then, because for New Year's I always go to my friend's house in Cork.
Oh yeah,
and a load of us go down there and we have a bit of a house party, whatever. So brought Missy with me. And I was like, nothing is going to happen. And bear in mind, over the summer, she had diarrhea on my friend's rug.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. But I was very confident going down, nothing is going to happen. Mm. Nothing is going to happen. Well, it did happen.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Your dog does this every time she goes anywhere.
It wasn't her fault now. She didn't poop or anything. She didn't poop.
What did she do?
But she did ruin a White Laura Ashley couch.
White Laura. Well, you'd know you were with your friends in Cork with their White Laura.
White Laura Ashley couch.
Who has a White Laura Ashley couch?
Well, she has a ruined White Laura Ashley couch now, because Missy Starr was in
in heat, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all over the white. So I was just like, oh, I can't go anywhere.
Do your friends think you don't like them? That what? You do this, so you say, ha, I'm going down. Look at you think you're great. You think you're great. You think you're great with your Laura Ashley couch. Yeah. Go on, Missy, up here now. Go on, scratch your bar. Arse on that.
Come on, yeah,
oh, my God, Una, stop it. Like, you were meant to come and stay with me at one stage.
Yeah.
Down and hang out with my family, and you're like, can I bring the dog? I'm like, no.
So I didn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's me and my dog.
Yeah. So we need to find a doggy hotel for you. Not a pound, not like a kennel. But like a doggy hotel, so your dog can go and poop on somebody else's couch.
But she like didn't mean to poop in the couch. She had a dicky tummy, and it wasn't her fault. She was in heat. So I'm actually getting her spayed now in 3 months' time.
Now we're getting right to what the problem is. Yeah. It's not the dog, it's you.
It's me. Yeah.
All right, okay. So leave your dog at home. Yeah. Stop having dog poop puke everywhere, and all will be fine. So did you get the stains out, or would you have to buy a new couch?
My friend would let me at the couch because she said I'd make it worse.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Auntie Una is back with a bang, and somebody was a little bit let down over Christmas.
Yeah, so this poor lady, this girl, she has been going out with her fella for a couple of years now, and he was kind of like teasing her that he had a big Christmas surprise. Mm. And she thought it was going to, if you like, then should have put a ring on it. But she was disappointed.
Auntie Una, where people get in contact with our friend Auntie Una. And she tries to help with all the best advice she possibly can do.
My heart's in the right place.
That's all we can say. Mm-hmm. It's in the right place. It may not be the right advice. Yeah, sure, look, we'll be looking for your advice as well on 087-102-107. What have we got?
Hi, Auntie Una. I feel ridiculous even writing this, but here it goes. My boyfriend and I have been together for years, and for months he's been teasing about a big Christmas surprise. Oh. Naturally, my mind went straight to engagement rings and festive proposals. Ah. Christmas morning arrived. And so did the same perfume he's bought me every single year. Don't get me wrong, I smell great, but I can't help wondering if he genuinely thinks the bottle of the same perfume is enough to keep things moving forward. I don't want to nag or pressure him, but I'm starting to feel like I'm waiting for a proposal that may never come while he's waiting for the duty-free counter to restock. Do I laugh it off and carry on, or is it time to have an honest and possibly awkward conversation? Anonymous.
Huh. Have they actually talked about getting married? Because usually people do that. Like, you do bring it up in conversations, like, you know, let's talk about getting married. You know, let's talk about tying the knot.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. Mm.
Do you really want to get married, though? Like, when you think about it, seriously, because there's loads of stats out there now that actually show that single women live longer than married ones, right? Because there's less stress, yeah? And there's also studies that show women sleep better beside their dog than a man. So maybe get a dog.
And don't say Una never gives good advice.
That's really good advice. It's really good advice. What? She's been going out with him years. He was mean he was really mean actually by teasing about the big Christmas surprise, and then he didn't come up with the goods. That's lousy. He gave her perfume.
So buy your own perfume, get yourself a dog and live on your own. That was the same.
Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Exactly. You don't need no man.
For anybody who can't spell, that spells respect.
Respect. Yeah. Okay. Maybe don't listen to me. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh. 087-1102-107. What should this lady do?
Well, she obviously cares about him enough to still be, you know, with him and hanging on, hoping that there's going to be a proposal and a wedding. So
that's it, though. Hanging on. Is that enough?
But is it...
Don't take breadcrumbs.
I'm never going to get a chance to give my opinion on
sorry,
this.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just be shouting. No, it's fine. 087-1102-107. What should they do? Auntie Una this morning, somebody was had high hopes for this Christmas. But,
they were disappointed, so she's been with her boyfriend for years and years, and he teased her this year about there going to be a big Christmas surprise, so she thought that he was going to propose, but he didn't, and he just gave her the same perfume that he gives her every single year.
At least he knows what her favourite perfume is.
Oh yeah. Big kudos. He really knows her. Really knows her that well. Gets her the same thing. I suppose you could call him reliable. You know, you're not going to run out of perfume.
So she's looking.
Is that a reason to marry someone?
Hmm. Oh, God. Wow. She didn't get what she wanted, and we're looking for some help on this on 087-1-102-107.
Fia Nay says, I agree with Una. Get a dog. He sounds like a dose for teasing the big Christmas surprise and then giving her perfume. Yeah. Sharon Letterkenny says, I'd like to hear more about these stats Una has and how single women are less stressed than married ones. Very interesting. Well, Sharon, I'm actually going to start a podcast soon. Watch this space. I'm going to call it Ditch the Dude and Get a Dog.
Ditch the Dude and Get
Anyway, that's a story for another day. Like, I mean, she needs to confront him. Like, doesn't there have to be some kind of conversation about the marriage beforehand?
Yeah, when you would usually like talk about, you know, if you're with somebody for a certain length of time, it's like what the future holds for, like, you know, what you want to do with the rest of your lives. Do you want to stay together? Do you want to go traveling? Do you want to have children? Do you want to do this? It's the things that you talk about.
Yeah.
Instead of like what you want to watch on TV, what we're having on for dinner this evening. You know, you deal with that after you get married. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know why, but I kind of feel like he was going to do it and then he changed his mind or maybe got cold feet or something happened. It's either that or he is an absolute sausage.
An absolute sausage.
All right.
Yeah. I feel like men have a different expected wait time on getting engaged than women do these days. He's probably just biding his time, and that's from Ross in Longford.
What is the time, though? Like, when you're with somebody where it's an established, you know, secure relationship, how long do you need to be with somebody before you get engaged these days?
I don't know. Is there any, like, is there any time?
Six weeks? 6 years? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, it all depends. It's all different. I mean, some people only know each other 2 weeks, they get married, and,
what?
You know, yeah, and they live long, happily lives together.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah.
Stop.
Saw it in a rom-com once.
We need to have a chat. That's yeah. All right. Let's wrap up our Auntie Una this morning, where somebody was looking and hoping, because they were teased ahead of Christmas that there was possibly going to be a question popped, but they didn't get the question popped.
Yes.
They got the same bottle of perfume they get every year.
Yeah, so very disappointed. She doesn't know what to do. Like, should she just, you know, laugh it off and carry on, or is it time to have an honest and possibly awkward conversation? She wants to know. Now, I told her to ditch the dude and get a dog. Because loads of studies have found now.
Okay, just very clear. No studies have found this.
That women, I saw it, I've researched this.
You need
women
to find
sleep better. I will find the source later. Women sleep better with a dog than with their partner. And, and single women are less stressed than married women. True story.
True story. But just, you did Donald Trump hands there.
I did.
But true listen, story.
True story. I'm not lying. But come here. I'm all about the love as well.
Okay. Melda.
Melda here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Answering Cooper's question, how long do couples stay together usually now before they get engaged?
Oh, yeah. I was asking how long it is before you actually pop the question, get engaged, get married.
Myself and my significant other are married, happily married, 9 years now.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And we got married after spending 21 days together.
21 days?
So there you go. You don't need years and years. When you know, you know. Have a good one.
Wow, that's
See, that was the point I was making to you.
What was that?
When the people spend 2 weeks together and they live a happy long life together.
You saw that in a rom-com.
I did see it in a rom-com, but Imelda has just proved me right. Not Imelda, Melda. Sorry,
yeah,
don't give out to
come
me.
At you now.
Come at me now.
Yeah. Every time you say her name wrong, she comes at you.
Melda, that's a beautiful story. 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks and 9 years.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you reckon she'd be better off with a dog?
Yeah.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Who loves nothing more than a few facts? And Truth or Trash always brings facts. And something has changed in Truth or Trash today.
Yeah.
You'll hear it on Una's Facts.
Truth or Trash.
Are you singing the start of it now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
New year, new
me. I'm
you.
Taking a place in the world. That's it.
Tell you what, you go
take
first
take a place
then.
In truth or trash.
If you, do you want to go first? No.
I do not.
All right, Donald, what have you got for us?
I am starting the year with an animal fact. It's all changed. New year.
What did he tell you about the animal facts?
If I hear you do another animal fact...
This is one animal fact.
No,
will be 2026's one animal fact.
Okay.
All right.
Female ferrets can die from not getting laid.
Una, are you okay?
What a way to phrase it. What a way to phrase it. Okay. So you mean female ferrets can die from lack of...
Yeah, time.
Yeah, intercourse. Let's just be scientific.
He just said that.
No, he said getting late. Oh, God.
My headphones are going to fall off.
It's a very American turn of phrase as well, Donal.
Yeah.
It must have been on an American site where you found that. of the female ferrets.
Maybe I'm just more American in 26 now.
I'm going to say that's true. I'm going to say it's true.
What are they dying of? Like devastation or embarrassment?
I don't know, maybe lack of exercise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lock it in, Una.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true as well, so I'll lock it in.
It is true.
Yeah. Okay.
They get... They're in prolonged heat, basically, and it means the estrogen levels are massively high.
Oh.
That makes them suppress bone marrow. They don't grow bone marrow, which can lead to things that can kill them very easily.
See, it's the hormones.
It's hormones.
It's hormones. And especially women have so many hormones that we have to deal with. It's just like a hormone journey every single day. And we don't know if the estrogen is going to be up. Down, and there's
look at your tone, Donald.
Look, I know, sorry.
Just one mention of estrogen and hormones.
No, but I think it's okay.
And she's off on one.
You can't talk to me like that. She's off
on
one.
Oh, yes, I can.
I'm going to do podcasts and hormones.
What's that one going to be called? We're already doing. What's the one about without don't do dogs?
The other podcast is Ditch the Dude and Get a Dog. And now, to talk about hormones, I don't know, I'm going to have to come up with a name for my hormone podcast.
That could be what it's called. I'm going to have to come up with a name for my hormone podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Looking forward to it. All right, I'll subscribe to
Do, please.
That. Yeah, cool. And somebody has to. All right. is there anyone ever been to Spain?
Yes. I have.
You have been to Spain? Have you been to Barcelona?
Yes. I haven't been to Barcelona.
And what about Ibiza?
I've been to Ibiza.
Ibiza. So that TH and the lisp type of thing.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, though? Like, why do the Spanish have that in their voice and in their language? It's because there was a Spanish king, Ferdinand III from the 16th century, who had a lisp.
Was he married to Isabella?
I don't know. Well, it would be Isabella. basically, his lisp was so pronounced that the Spanish people also adopted the lisp so he wouldn't be embarrassed about it. And that's why, here on in, the Spanish have a lisp in the pronunciation of things. It was kind of like the Emperor's new clothes. They're like, oh yeah, your new clothes are lovely. And it's like, yeah, no, your lisp is fantastic and we all speak the same.
I'm going to say that's trash. Because, what are you saying, back in the 16th century? There wasn't a radio. There wasn't a television. There wasn't social media. So how is the entire country of Spain going to know?
People used to talk.
Ferdinand had a lisp and said Barcelona instead of Barcelona.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know people talk and stuff, but...
They stand up on their soapboxes and podiums and they give public speaking and everything.
But Ferdinand, the king wouldn't be out that often giving speeches.
Be up on his balcony giving socks.
But they couldn't hear him because they didn't have microphones back then. So that's why... I think you're...
Did you just try and take off your glasses that aren't on your face?
Yeah. that's why, scientifically, I have proven that this fact is, in fact, trash.
Okay.
I'm going to say true, because kings back then were scarier, and you had to kind of do what they say.
No.
So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, but he didn't say that. He said people felt sorry for him.
Yeah, they were because they were frightened of him.
Oh, they're frightened of him?
Yeah, of course they were. Everybody was frightened of them.
Okay.
And no, it's trash. It's made up.
Told ya.
Okay, Una, what have you got for us?
So Stephen King. Do you know the author?
Yes. I'm very aware of him.
Very aware of him. Yeah, yeah. He was so obsessed with this particular song that his wife threatened to divorce him. Now, this particular song is this.
A little bit of Monica in my life. Woo! A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's.
Okay, Mambo number five.
Mambo number five. So he was so obsessed with this song
that
his wife actually threatened to divorce him if he didn't stop playing it.
That's your fact.
Why was he playing it?
Huh?
Why was he playing it so much?
I'm not friends with Stephen. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's only one Stephen in her life.
Yay! Yeah, you think that.
Okay.
So, yeah, his wife threatened to divorce him if he didn't stop listening and playing the song. It's kind of, yeah.
Do you know, I think this could be true. And I don't know why. It just seems like it seems far-fetched enough for it to be true enough, so I'm going to lock it in that it's a true thing.
He's a creepy kind of author. And because you've got no backing and mad explanation behind it, I'm going to say true as well, yeah.
Well, Luna?
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Yeah! What's your first... Is this how
starting
you
mean? Starting 2026 with a true fact that is not made up in my head. Yeah.
So Stephen King's wife has been driven mad enough.
But him listening to Mambo number five, that is kind of creepy if you think about it. A little bit of Sandra. In the sun. A little bit of Mary. All night long. Who's Mary? Getting jealous. Who's Sandra? Mary? Who's Rita?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why are you going off on sun holidays?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
You came up with an idea which has suddenly put a new fear inside me, and that is new year, new fear. You're looking for people to suggest us to try something new, face a fear in January.
Just exactly, because as I've been saying, it's the year of the horse. So I think we should all mount that stallion and ride on into 2026 and just embrace everything. You know, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Saddle up and giddy up.
Yep.
Absolutely freezing cold out there. Wrap up well. Take it easy. Give yourself plenty of time to get to places. And while you're giving yourself plenty of time, you can be thinking about all the wonderful things that you're going to do in 2026. The whole kind of new year, new me. What are you doing, Una? What are your resolutions?
Well, I don't want to give anything up. You know what I mean? But I will take something else on.
Okay.
Do you know?
Interesting.
Because I'm all about taking up space this year.
Yeah, you come in here with three bags and you take up enough bloody space. My desk is covered with your stuff.
Shut up.
That's how you really feel. Shut up.
So I take something else on, right? So, you know, like, feel the fear and do it anyway. Like, new year, new fear. I got you. I can conquer you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stairs.
Who, me?
Yeah. Like,
what about the stairs?
Instead of taking the lift to the second floor where we are here, how about taking the stairs?
Oh, come on, be reasonable.
Oh, come on. Like, you see, like, when we come in at the same time, you go straight to the lift and I go to the stairs, and it doesn't take any longer to take the stairs. In fact, the stairs is quicker than the lift because you've got to stand there and you have to wait.
Isn't it great that you love the stairs? And isn't it great that I love the lift? Is he different?
It's not about what I love. It's all about, you know, like stretching the legs, getting that exercise in, you know, buns of steel.
But I told you I'm going back to the gym in February. I'm just not going in January because everyone's going to be there and I'm not a sheep.
Okay.
So, just be too crowded in January.
Sure.
Anyway, it's cold, it's winter, it's time for rest.
Yeah.
Why putting all this stuff, you know what I mean?
When pressure you're in the ourselves. Gym, you do get hot and you do get sweaty and then you get into a hot shower and then a warm towel to dry you off.
This is true. Look at you wanting to get hot and sweaty with strangers in the gym.
Let's put it like that.
So, okay, let's write new year, new fears. Mm. Okay, so I think I should suggest something for you to do. Okay, my friend.
Okay.
And then I suppose you can suggest something for me to do.
I just did the stairs, but you're just against the whole stairs thing. So
something more inventive, something better than the stairs. 087 110 107. Is there anything that I can get Cooper to do to New Year? and you can get me to do for the new year.
Okay, let's have a think about this. 087-110-2107. So a little new fear for you to get over.
To get over, yeah.
Face your
because
fear.
Because this is the year of the horse. It's time to get back on that horse.
I don't want that memory again. The last time they tried to get me on a horse, they weighed me. They said no.
You were too heavy for the horse.
They need bigger horses.
Okay, 087-110-2107. Welcome to the madness that is about to ensue because myself and, well, Una's decided that instead of, you know, doing a resolution, she wants to challenge us this year to get us to do something new, face our fears.
I think it's a better way of phrasing it because these resolutions, I feel like I'm always lying to myself. But if it's a challenge and, you know, we're going to mount that horse because I keep saying it's the year of the horse and it's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
We're going to mount it and we're going to take on some new challenges.
Okay. We're looking for your suggestions on 087-110-2107.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year. So my challenge to Cooper and Una together would be they have to go one day a week without mocking each other.
What?
Yeah. Do you think that's possible? Possible?
Possible?
I'm sorry.
Oh, look, you're mocking listeners now. It's you're the problem here. You're the mocker and I'm the mocky.
No.
Yeah.
No,
so
it's
you wouldn't be able to do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it either.
Yeah, it's too much fun when we take the absolute mick out of each other.
I could totally do it.
No, you couldn't. You literally, when we weren't even on air, you literally laid into me and just went hell for leather slagging me, right? And
oh, because you're a pervert.
And then you were just like, did you miss me? Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I've been writing my resignation letter all morning.
Una, you could try and get over your fear of parking in a straight line. That'd be a good one for you.
It was so embarrassing over Christmas. I parked.
So you stopped the car.
I stopped the car, and you know the way I'm not great at the old parallel parking. So the arse of the car was sticking out, and as I was walking back from the shop, I saw a man point to the car and say to the woman beside it, "Oh my God, stay to that parking." So I walked past the car, going, "Can't let him see me getting in there now."
You've got no shame, because I say it to you on a daily.
Yeah,
and you're just like, so what? I don't care.
I did care.
Oh, you're starting to care now.
Starting to care
new
now.
New year, new you.
What other fears do we have?
New year, new fear is Una's little idea that she's had going on. And she's all about the year of the horse, climbing on, jumping on board.
Jumping on board of things, new things, adventure, starting something new, getting over a fear. And I'm looking for some ideas that we could, where we can challenge each other.
Yeah,
in the new year.
This terrifies me, to be honest with you, because like the way your mind works on the, like, there's just an awful lot going on up there. You never know what we're going to end up doing or what I'm going to end up doing because of your wild imagination.
Well, Aisling in Galway has a suggestion.
Go on, Aisling.
Aisling says, lads, you have to challenge Cooper to a week living with Una's twins and her dog that poops everywhere. That would be hilarious. Do it, Cooper.
Dog wouldn't be pooping after be dealing with me.
What do you mean?
Wouldn't be giving them treats.
Oh, you're so mean.
Oh, you're the one.
I wouldn't let you mind my dog if you're not going to give her treats.
See, there you go.
You can mind my twins, though.
I'll feed them. Energy drinks and Smarties.
Oh, my God.
That's all they'd be getting. You'd be looking to go home. They'll never want to leave me. That's what it is.
No, that's okay.
Uncle Cooper. All right.
Well, I put money on this one now that it's already been broken, but you know, the way this morning was frosty, like New Year's resolution. Maybe Una got a frost shield. Or maybe she didn't.
New year, new fear. Una actually buying something that she doesn't want to buy out of necessity. Like, all the years I've known you, just buy a damn frost shield. Yeah, it's now the frostiest time. It's the most frostiest time of the year. Just on your way home, buy one.
I save my money for coats. Yeah. Okay, I'll get a frost. No, I haven't got a frost shield, but I swear it's on my to-do list. It is on my to-do list.
It's only on your to-do list because I've actually put it in your work calendar and you get a notification at 8 a.m. every morning, buy a frost shield. I'm going to put it in actually for every hour now.
Do you know what I think you should do? And Finola in Carrick and Shannon thinks you should do it as well.
What?
An ice bath challenge.
Why?
Yeah, just get into an ice bath and stay there.
I don't
there.
Like them. I've done it.
Okay.
I don't like them. I don't see that as a challenge.
It is a challenge. It's a challenge. Yeah. Look at you. You're not even in the mood of getting on the year of the horse and, you know, galloping into the new year. You're being boring. Any more suggestions for Cooper? 087-1102-107.
It's the year of the fire horse, by the way, not the year of the horse.
What's the difference? What's a fire? Like, no, it's not. It's a horse.
Oh, a horse is a horse, isn't
horse
it?
Horse the horse.
Of course.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That, my friends, is Breakfast Rolled. Thank you so much for listening to it. And it's good to be back in it, Una.
Good to be back.
Yeah. How much time did you spend in Kerry over the Christmas?
Are you going to say now because my Kerry accent is back with a bang? Is it really?
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
It's the way crazy.
It happens. Yeah. I was there for all of Christmas and Cork as well.
Because there's a little bit of the
Cork
rebel coming out.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
All right, Bjork.
Hold the kingdom by.
Oh, God. All right, join us tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., and check out the podcast anytime you like. Share it with your friends as well. Thanks.